I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. Today, I'm really excited to talk to you about something that I deeply believe in. And when I believe in this, I am happier. And specifically, it is manifestation, the law of attraction, just like my spirituality in general. And this conversation I was a bit nervous to talk to you about because we have different views, but I hope you can stay open-minded today while I kind of walk you through my experience with manifesting the abundance in my own life, which really has come with so much ease. And I think there's so much ease around us when we connect to what is greater than ourselves. I'm going to be talking about the universe today, but please do insert whatever word that you believe in. I'm more spiritual than I am religious, but whatever you believe in, just insert that word. All I know, and I wonder if you relate to this, I am happier when I'm spiritual. I am happier when I'm reminded that the weight of the world isn't actually on my shoulders. I know as a clinic owner, it absolutely feels like that, like all the pressure is on us. But when I remember that I'm constantly being guided and I'm never alone, then I feel like, okay, I can do this. And maybe for some of you that are doubting, tapping into that next level, I find just expands everything and allows my life to flow with so much more ease. I believe that we are energetic beings. We're constantly giving out vibrational frequencies through our thoughts, through our feelings, through what we're focusing on. And I wonder if you could just stop for a moment to audit, even for the last hour, what have you been focusing on? And when you focus on that, do you notice that you get more of it? I notice. Even think of your friends. So my friends that are really positive, and I don't mean putting icing over mud because it's still mud, right? But that really focus, yes, life is happening and they feel their feelings and they're not delusional, but they really decide where they're going to spend the majority of their mental energy. And if they focus on solutions and what's working in their life rather than really dwelling on the negative, don't you notice those people just more good things happen to them? Don't you notice that it seems like life is easy for them? Things show up, doors are constantly opening. I know this is a tough conversation because it's not measurable. What I'm talking about is not measurable. And I am a data-driven person, so I like metrics. But we all know we see this in life. Even though you can't measure manifestation, we see it, we feel it. And I probably in your gut, like in my gut, you know that it is, there's truth that is true. I want to help you become the manifester that I know that you are. I'm a very powerful manifester. When I say manifester, I do believe that when I'm focusing on something, thinking about something, feeling about something, I am putting out this energetic vibration to the world, to the universe. And there are other things out there that also have a frequency. So kind of like a radio station, I'm a transponder and I'm putting out these frequencies. I know absolutely, I believe that everything is vibration. And if I can calibrate my energy to what I want, I will attract that to me. And let me tell you, if I inspire you in any way, I will tell you that this is what I do. And I'm going to share a bit of my morning ritual with you so you can do the same. Now you might be thinking, oh, I'm not a morning person. There's no way I'm getting up at 5 a.m., Nicole. I've heard you say that and it's just not happening. I was able to do this morning ritual with toddler twins at home and now they're 7. So I really stuck to it. Try if you can, even if it's 15 minutes early before everybody else gets up, so you can honor yourself and really set your day up in a certain way. And really the whole day begins to shift. The first thing I do is I go downstairs into my living room, I roll out my yoga mat, and I lay down. I find it is easier for me to meditate when I lay down. And I think it's because you release alpha brainwaves, which is the more calming brainwave. And it's just easier to meditate rather than sitting up. So if you have a busy mind, if you're entrepreneurial and type A, you probably have a lot of thoughts. Like me, I just have thoughts. Most of them are great thoughts. Most of them are ideas, but I just need to lay down and calm my body. The most powerful emotion we can feel when it comes to the law of attraction and manifesting is either love or gratitude. And for me, I find gratitude, just pulling it in, is easier than love in the moment. Like when it comes to love, if I think about my family and the people that I love, then I can find it. But gratitude is just really easy. The first thing I do as I'm laying on the ground is I drop into my heart. So try this, okay? So I'm going to walk you through what to do. Drop into your heart. The next morning you do this. And I'd like you to really tap into what you're grateful for that day. I find if I focus on that exact day, the things I'm excited about, the things I'm looking forward to that day, and sometimes they're small. I'm looking forward to my coffee in an hour. I can't wait for my favorite smoothie. Can't wait to cuddle my kids. I love when they come downstairs and they're like half asleep. I can't wait for my yoga class in a half an hour. Oh, I can't wait for that interview that I'm doing or that meeting. And then I begin to feel it more in my body, this energetic vibration of gratitude. And what begins to happen is this momentum begins to happen. And it's almost like the frequency becomes more potent. And now I'm calibrating my energy to what is coming to me that day. I breathe into my heart and I make sure I do this for at least a minute and a half. Research tells us that you want the momentum to build for more than a minute and a half. And you're probably thinking, oh, okay, yeah, not a big deal. But think about it. When you do gratitude, I bet you, you do it for less than a minute. Because a minute can feel like a long time if you're just sitting there. Because when I realized it, I was like, oh my gosh, I actually rhyme off three things I'm grateful for. It takes 3 seconds. And then I'm off doing something else. No, just stop. And it's almost like don't stop until you can feel the momentum and feel this like intensity of gratitude. Picture light in you, and this light is growing brighter and brighter and brighter. And then you stop. What helps me is setting up my ritual by igniting all of my senses. Because I have a very busy brain, I need many things that I do that has me calm and go to this place. So I'm laying down. I'm on a yoga mat. Honestly, just buy a cheap one because I keep my other yoga mat in my car, my good one. I just bought like a cheap one to have. And then I play music, but I play this certain frequency. Maybe it's not music. It's like a frequency that I play. I'll put it in the show notes for you. It's called solfeggio frequencies. I'm not going to spell it, but solfeggio frequencies. You'll check that out in the show notes. I'll just link to the exact one that I listen to. It's on Spotify. There's some research that our brainwaves, well, there's a lot of research that our brainwaves are, of course, a frequency, right? And this particular frequency that you can listen to, specifically 528 hertz, apparently really calms the body. And there's some research that says it rejuvenates the cells and all sorts of things. So I put that on. It is really calming. I'll even have some incense going or some sage. So I'm igniting what I hear, what I smell, or you can do essential oils, but have it be a bit of a ritual, a bit of a self-care ritual to just slow down for a moment and welcome the day. Welcome all of this magnificent abundance that is coming to you and just truly remembering how powerful you are. Because once you really get how powerful you are, you can't not do this. You're like, okay, now it's important. It's imperative to focus on all the things that I'm drawing to me because I know that I can. Some therapists grow faster than others when they scale to a group practice. Ever wonder what sets them apart? I have a live event coming up where you get to find out. Come to my success panel and meet Canadian and American therapists just like you who are able to reach their group practice dreams. You get to learn their hacks and how they did it. The registration link is in the show notes. See you there. I have a few mantras that I say that I want to share with you. One is my favorite. My life flows with ease. And I would picture my clinic in my head walking down the hall. I would picture my therapist with smiles on their face. And I would just say again and again until I felt it and I emulate it. My life flows with ease. Everything always works out for me. Take those two with you. My life flows with ease and everything always works out for me. Once you practice this for at least 1 month, you will begin to expect success. Expect that clinic that is the busiest. Expect it to all happen. It's almost like if we had dinner plans, there's that expectation like, oh, I'm looking forward to seeing Nicole. We've got dinner in 2 weeks. It's like that. There's this expectation that it is all happening. It is all constantly flowing. There truly is this abundance always flowing to us. This never-ending flow, but it's us that cuts it off because we're resistant or self-doubt creeps in or just negative thoughts from the past cut off this abundant flow. Another thing I wanted to share with you. So that's my morning ritual. I'll do the gratitude for a little while and then I'll do a few things. The other thing I'll do is I'll practice feeling good. So this is a principle from Abraham Hicks. I love Abraham Hicks and their books. I'll throw one of their first books in the show notes for you. I think it's their very first one. I think it was Ask and It Is Given. They talk about why are we doing all of this? Like why really connect with why are you actually building a group practice? Why? It's for you to feel a feeling, isn't it? It's for you in the end to feel good. I'm doing all these things because once I reach all these milestones, I will feel so good and content and happy, whatever it is, that emotion that you want to feel. What if you practice feeling that in the morning? Like you just really practice feeling so content, so satisfied, so grateful and calm, whatever emotion resonates with you. And then before you know it, this is the vibration that you're putting out there. And this is what you are attracting constantly. And your day flows with so much ease and doors open. And then you begin to get impulses and you go with those impulses. There might be an impulse to go to a networking event or an impulse to post a job or an impulse to just go somewhere or do something. And before you know it, that mantra that where my life flows with ease, you've created it. And that's why the ritual is so important because you wake up again, starting over. So you're a blank slate. You went to sleep, your negative thoughts, there's no momentum to any of your thoughts. And then you start with this ritual and it becomes easier and easier. And then everything begins to flow. Sometimes I find, and I wonder if you relate to this, for many years, I would get up, meditate. I've tried really everything, but what I listed to you actually works for me. And then I would go to yoga and then 9 o'clock would happen and it would be chaos with the kids still. They're 7 and the chaos has not stopped. And then my day would be really, really busy and I would kind of like lose, not even kind of, I would lose the momentum. And before I know it, I can feel like tension in my body. And so here's what works for me in terms of remembering throughout the day. and softening the resistance throughout the day and opening up your energy to be expansive throughout the day. And it has a lot to do with my environment. I bought a crystal bowl. It's funny, I actually had my team over, speaking of like fun things to do with your team. Okay, so what happened was in the summer, we all got talking about our lives. And this is why it matters to really know your people. And one of them shared that they actually love doing affirmation cards and crystals. And before we know it, we're all talking about, oh my gosh, you, I do too. Like we never say this stuff. I love that. You know, I love essential oils. And so, and then one of them said, I actually have a crystal bowl. And we decided, why don't we, in a few months, everybody come to my house again? The summer party was at my house and they all came over. We had pizza. And then for about 2 hours, we laid on the floor. It was so magical. We did crystal bowls. We had incense, affirmation cards. It was just unreal. It was like my favorite night, I think, of all. And we just really, really bonded. But more than that, we felt so good afterwards. And days later, I was in a meeting with my marketing person and her and I were both like, oh my gosh, don't you feel so good? I'm like vibrating high after that night. I feel so good in my body. I feel so positive. So I would suggest if you're open, share your openness to other people and they might just be open like you and you have so many similarities and then you can do these things, which really improves culture. And honestly, I wasn't even doing it to improve culture. I'm just a human being who wants to feel good, connecting with other human beings who want to feel good and they happen to be on my team. But one of them brought her crystal bowl and it was magical. So we all bought crystal bowls after and crystals, which is funny. And so now that I have this crystal bowl, when I feel the tension, I'll just use the crystal bowl and it'll be, honestly, it's like less than 30 seconds to use it. But I set up my office in a way. So I'll share, I have a salt lamp that I'm looking at. I have this beautiful, huge amethyst crystal that actually one of my team members connected me with because she knows where to get them for super cheap. I have 2 essential oils on my desk that I see. I have sage and it's called Palo Santo that you burn. So throughout my day, when I forget that I am constantly and always being guided and taken care of, and that everything is flowing to me, I just have to remember and soften and allow and open up to receive. Because the moment we get into scarcity and fear, which I lived a lot in, I'm not going to lie, that's my go-to. Many, many times it's come up in like my own therapy and even with my own business coach, it all boiled down to fear for me when it came to the clinic. Whenever there was like something I was over-controlling or over-worrying, if I dug into it, it was fear. And fear is contraction. Fear is a contraction. So you're closing down. You're not going to notice the impulses or the nudges or the synchronicity that is flowing all around you, being guided all the time. You're not even going to notice the abundance. It's like, let's say you're looking to move into a bigger clinic, but you're not going to notice this lease that just opened up or this opportunity. You're just not, because you're very closed, tunnel vision and in fear. So throughout the day, if I could have my home environment, because I work from home, or have your office, your clinic, like your own office, be high vibe, high vibration, it keeps you there. You started your day with a very intentional ritual. You are now calibrated, and then life smacks you in the face, because that happens, of course. But your environment is really going to help you. And then reaching for those things that you need. Maybe it's essential oil that you put on multiple times a day. For me, it's the crystal bowl. Or for me, it's laying down. Did you know that I used to have a yoga mat in my clinic office that I tucked away where no one could see? And in those moments where I was really just, it was a lot, 55 therapists and just me making all the decisions, I would just close my door and lay down, just lay right down and soften, play solfeggio frequencies and just breathe. Not only is this self-care, but I was really doing it to remember that every single thing that is happening for a reason, and that I was exactly where I was supposed to be. Just keep saying that mantra. But the only way to remember is to slow down enough to listen. slow down enough to listen. So when you stop this podcast in just a minute, please, whatever you have to do to set a reminder for tomorrow, and even if you believe in 10% of what I said or take 10% of what I said, it's going to begin to shift. And the more you do it, the more open you will feel. And then it actually becomes a little addicting. I so look forward to my morning ritual. I so look forward to the moment where I just lay down and open up all of my energy to receive all the abundance around me. I so look forward to focusing on what is coming and just knowing that I am so powerful beyond measure, and I'm guided by whatever you believe in, something much bigger than me. There is something holding up all the planets in the universe, and absolutely, it is supporting you in every single moment. Take this away with you throughout your week, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes, and please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.